It's a Friday, and of course that means it's time for a Fallness Fun Fest Friday. One of my favorite interviews each week with Kevin Fallness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network. And Kevin, a good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I think I'm okay. I'm actually in now sunny but cold Chicago getting ready for the Wild and Blackhawks tonight. It should be awesome. I've never seen a game. I've never even been inside the United Center, but I've never called a game in Chicago. So I'm really excited to see what it's like to, even before they drop the puck at the United Center, get the anthem and feel the vibes here. So I'm excited.
So are you back on play-by-play again tonight?
Yep. Joe O'Donnell's still in COVID protocol. I think he's done. He's back tomorrow for sure. Come hell or high water, the window is passed. But this was the breaking point, and unfortunately his numbers didn't reach where it needed to be for him to join the team on the trip. So Bob ain't going to travel. Joe can't travel. So you and the rest of the listeners are stuck with me.
Well, that is awesome. Now, we were supposed to carry a boys basketball game tonight, but it got postponed. So instead, we are carrying Minnesota Wild Hockey in Chicago with Kevin Fallness on the mic once again. And Kevin, let's talk about being out in Denver on Monday. And if anyone missed the conversation last Friday, first of all, let's go way back. How did the tournament wrap up in Breezy Point for your son over the weekend?
Yeah, it was fun. It was cold. I ended up leaving at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning because I had to be back in St. Paul by 10 a.m. for a COVID test. So I missed his last game. They ended up losing that one. I think they went 1-3 on the weekend, but he scored a couple of goals. So,
all right.
Unfortunately, I missed his second goal, but overall, the tournament went great. Everyone traveled to and from safely. My wife and son and all his hockey equipment crammed into another car with another family, and everybody got home safe and sound.
So then you jumped on a plane, you went out to Denver, Colorado, and again, was that the first time you had been in, is it Bell Arena? Is that where they play?
It's Ball Arena, Ball and Arena. I lived in Denver for 5 years, and when I was there, it was old McNichols Arena. I saw the opening of Pepsi Center, but I think in my time with the Wild, I've probably called, I don't know, 3 or 4 games from there, including one of the openers a couple of years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago now.
Okay.
So not the first time there, but you always know it's going to be a dogfight, especially when you look at the Avalanche. I mean, they are the top dog in the National Hockey League right now, and it was fun. The Wild went toe-to-toe, and the most fun part about that, besides the game itself, was there were a ton of Wild jerseys in the stands.
You know, that's one thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I have friends that travel, and the Minnesota Wild fan base, because we are the state of hockey, the fans travel really well. You see Wild fans on TV when the Wild are on the road all the time.
Yeah, it's very true, and I'm expecting more of the same tonight. I remember when I was going to school at Minnesota State for a brief cup of coffee, back in the late 90s, that you'd never consider wearing a North Star jersey into United, or at that time, Chicago Stadium. I think that's changed a little bit. At least I hope so. It looked like, going by Twitter, there was some viral stuff of some Wild fans getting the business from the Avalanche fans who needed to calm down. But I think for the most part, NHL fans are pretty welcoming, and it's always fun to see those traveling jerseys on the road.
Are you talking about the fan that was like in a suite?
Yep, Chad. I think his name is Chad or Chet.
oh, that's, yeah, I saw that video. And here's the thing. When you see those videos, I feel bad for the fan base that is, quote, represented by that video, because that's just one fan. Avalanche fans, I'm sure, are just fine like everybody else. There's always going to be one guy who's had too many adult Pepsis during a game, and things like that happen.
Yeah, who knows what was said and what the exchange was, but the guy doing the yelling in that viral video was wearing an Avalanche uniform. He was obviously an Avalanche fan, and he was giving the business to the Wild fans that were very well composed, a couple of rows in front of him. So who knows? I hope cooler heads prevailed and they were able to enjoy their night.
Yeah, you can look it up online. Just, I guess, do a Google search for irate Avalanche fan against Minnesota Wild. You'll find it someplace on the internet.
Yeah, that'll find it.
Yep. Fallness, Fun Fest Friday with Kevin Fallness. Again, Minnesota's at Chicago tonight. They're going to host Chicago coming up tomorrow as part of Hockey Day Minnesota. And Hockey Day is always a special day, Kevin. And, of course, the Wild will be wrapping up the day tomorrow night on Saturday. Do you have the call tomorrow night as well?
No, Joe should be back. I mean, again, in this world of COVID, who knows? But I believe he was coming up from Iowa today, and he'll be back on the call tomorrow night with the lovely Tom Reed. So that's the plan, unless, you know, God interferes in some way once again.
Yeah, now tomorrow, Mankato is the site for a hockey day in Minnesota. I think the Mavericks are taking on St. Thomas in the afternoon. I think fans can stay around and watch on a big screen, can watch the Wild take on the Blackhawks. Mankato, not too far from Albert Lea, so if hockey fans are looking to enjoy some outdoor hockey, it sounds like Blakeslee Stadium in Mankato is the place to be tomorrow.
Yeah, I haven't been down there yet. We're actually doing a show Saturday morning, myself and Pat Micheletti from right there at Blakeslee Field, so I'll get a chance to check it out for myself. If you're coming up, we'll be there from 9 to 10:30. Swing on by and say hi. So I look forward to checking it out. All reports that I've heard is that it's fantastic down there. They're doing a heck of a job. I think they've got an alumni game either coming up or there was one last night with the likes of Ryan Carter and David Backes and, you know, some of the other big names that have wore the Minnesota State sweater. I guess Mankato State, if you go back as far as I do. But, we know they're going to be a wonderful host, and what a better way to cap it off than hopefully with a sweep of the Blackhawks.
Yeah, Albert Lea, hockey fans, again, Blakeslee Stadium, the place to be. You can just do a search for Hockey Day Minnesota in Mankato, get the schedule, what's going on at the University of Minnesota State in Mankato. Kevin Faulness with us. And, Kevin, let's talk about Chicago. Going to get to know the Blackhawks again, back-to-back games. Tonight in Chicago, tomorrow night at the X. I didn't even look at the standings. How are the Blackhawks doing this season?
Yeah, not so great. They got off to a horrendous start. I think they won once in, like, their first dozen games. It cost them their head coach. They've also had problems behind the scenes with some stuff that's happened in the past that's reared its ugly head. It also cost Joel Quenneville his job in Florida. That's how far-reaching this is. Stan Bowman, general manager of the Chicago Blackhawks, cost him his job. He resigned. So that's the off-ice stuff, the on-ice stuff. There's some familiar names. Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane are there, but most of the rest of the cast of characters are completely different there. Last time the Wild played them, because they didn't share a division last year, you know, when the Wild were in the Western bubble, they haven't played since February of 2020. So it's been almost two calendar years since these two teams have gone toe-to-toe, and it's incredible the amount of turnover on both rosters, including the head coach. I mean, Bruce Boudreau was the head coach last time these two teams met. Dean Evason has never coached a team against the Chicago Blackhawks, so this is going to be fun. It's always a good rivalry, especially at the United Center. And like you said, I've never had a chance to call a game at the United Center. I've never even watched a game at the United Center, so I'm extremely excited for puck drop tonight. Hear that anthem, feel the energy in the crowd, and see where the Wild take it from there.
Kevin, what's our health and wellness check for tonight? How are we doing when it's with guys coming back from maybe injuries and getting off the COVID-19 protocol list?
We are almost at 100%. Last game against the Avalanche, you got Alex Goligoski back on the blue line. Of course, that was huge. Tonight, it's the return of Jules Eriksson-Ek, and you talk about a spark plug. I'm still not 100% sure how this team has cobbled together a 3-0-1 record without him. He's such an integral part of this team. He's not necessarily the guy that's going to score a ton of goals, although he did score 19 last year. It's what he does in every other facet of this game, whether it's penalty kill, you can throw him on the power play. He can, he centers that line with Greenway and Foligno, so he'll jump right in. So it'll be good to see him. And it's funny, he was injured, suffered an upper body injury against the Dallas Stars back on December 20th. That's, again, almost one calendar, one month to the date, and yet he's missed only five or six games. So he jumps in. You're still without Bukestad and Brodin. They're out a little bit longer term dealing with upper body injuries, but you should see the return of Jared Spurgeon and Cam Talbot by the end of the weekend. So everyone except Bukestad and Brodin, by the time the dust settles on Hockey Day Minnesota, should be in, ready, and available for your Minnesota Wild.
Faulness Fun Fest Friday here on Kate Radio. Kevin Faulness on the play-by-play from the Windy City tonight. We'll have your pregame at 7:15 and your face-off at 7:30 tonight right here on Kate. And Kevin, I've never even walked around the United Center on the outside. Grab a selfie with that Michael Jordan statue when you're over there today.
It's pretty cold. Long story short, I went out last night with Tom, just the two of us walking around. I'd never been to Navy Pier, so we walked down there. Problem is, Tom lost his phone. Thought he left it in a cab, So we had ended up walking all the way around Navy Pier looking for another taxi. It's freezing cold out. Turns out, again, long story short, we jump back in an Uber, go back to the hotel, and he left it in his room. The problem was traveling with the elderly, honestly.
Well, I'm glad he found his phone, and I'm assuming the Ferris wheel at Navy Pier was not operating last night.
It is not. In fact, I can see it out of my hotel room. I swear on everything I love dearly. I'm looking right at it through steam and whatever else is coming out of the roofs here in Chicago. It is definitely not moving at this point.
Kevin Faulness, Faulness Fun Fest Friday. Kevin, enjoy the United Center tonight. We look forward to hearing you on the broadcast, and we'll talk next week.
All right, sir. Thank you.